From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Forces battling the Islamic State group in northern Iraq cut off the jihadists' last supply line from Mosul to Syria on Wednesday, trapping them in the city. Comes a day after the last major bridge over the Tigris in Mosul was bombed by the U.S.-led coalition against the IS. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed Kashmir region Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest in the deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as a U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. Jason Miller is with the Trump transition team.
President-elect announced his intent to nominate South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the United States permanent representative to the UN. Governor Haley is one of the most universally respected governors in the country, someone who's done a fantastic job of leading South Carolina. As the president-elect noted in his statement, he praised Governor Haley as a proven deal maker.
The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, Nikki Haley, is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. Cambodia's UN-backed court upheld life sentences for 2 top former Khmer Rouge leaders Wednesday for crimes against humanity in a verdict welcomed by survivors of the brutal regime. Brother number 2, Nguyen Chia, who's 90 years of age, and the ex-head of state, Khieu Samphan, 85, were the first top leaders to be jailed in 2014 from a regime responsible for the deaths of up to 2 million Cambodians from 1975 to 1979. This is VOA News. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed on Thursday and sent to the Congress for approval. President Juan Manuel Santos said lives have been lost and many more are at stake. He added, "We could not forgive ourselves for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct the situation." Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Wednesday. Khamenei said in a televised speech that the issue of the nuclear deal, the current administration has committed several violations, the latest of which is a renewal of the 10-year sanctions. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew the longstanding sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile tests and human rights record. Ankara has issued an arrest warrant for the Syrian Kurdish leader Saleh Muslim, accusing him of links to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish media are reporting that Ankara has issued an international arrest warrant for Saleh Muslim, who heads Syria's Democratic Union Party, or PYD. Turkish authorities link Muslim to February's suicide bombing in Ankara, which was reportedly carried out by a PKK splinter group. The issuing of an international warrant could put Turkey's European allies in a difficult spot. The PYD and its militia, the YPG, are viewed by Turkey's Western allies as one of the most effective forces against the Islamic State group. Ankara accuses both the PYD and YPG of being linked to the PKK. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The German flagship carrier Lufthansa says it's canceling 912 flights on Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped 900 flights that affected 100,000 passengers on Wednesday after pilots staged a walkout in a dispute over pay and working conditions. Aircraft maker Airbus is planning to cut 1,000 jobs or more in France and Germany. It's part of an ongoing restructuring program, according to unions at its French headquarters Wednesday. The United States and China have agreed on a new raft of tougher U.N. sanctions against North Korea. The moves are in response to Pyongyang's 5th and biggest nuclear test, according to a Security Council diplomat on Wednesday. A rare handwritten poem by Jewish diarist Anne Frank was sold for 140,000 euros, according to an unnamed online bidder Wednesday. It fetched almost 3 times its reserve price. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.